welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the County Grapevine. My name is Suzanne O'Connor, and in the studio with us now is Lisa Rashad. So Lisa is a peer support education coordinator with the Peer Support Southeast Ontario. So this is a really, really cool thing we're going to be talking about. And I just want to ask anybody who is actually listening, if you know anybody, maybe it could be a family member that you know is dealing with what we're going to be talking about, or maybe you might be close friends with a neighbor that you know, maybe has someone in their family that is dealing with these challenges. Because one of the things that Lisa is stressing today is that these supporters are actually usually under a heck of a lot of stress because they're supporting, so their own nervous systems are getting shot. And so that is why we wanted to talk to Lisa about this really important group that she has put together. Lisa, thanks so much for coming into the studio today.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
You bet. Okay, so we've got a lot to cover. We've got about 11 minutes or 12 minutes or so. So we might even have you back and just see how this group is going. And what inspired you to create the Family Voice Circle? And why did you feel that there was a need for it in our community?
So Unspoken Truths was inspired on the belief that some of the most important conversations are often the ones people feel unable to have. So empowering the Family Voice Circle through Unspoken Truths creates an opportunity to bring those conversations into a safe, supportive environment where lived experience is valued and every voice matters.
So who is this group really for? And could you give us some examples of the kinds of experiences that family members or loved ones might be facing?
So empowering Unspoken Truths is for anyone supporting a loved one who's facing mental health and addictions or life challenges. This includes parents, grandparents, spouses, siblings, friends, caregivers, and other support people. So many people think that these conversations are only about addictions, but the circle is much broader. Families may be supporting someone living with anxiety, depression, trauma, personality disorders, psychosis, substance use challenges, grief, or housing instability. The circle provides a safe space, basically where people can connect with others who understand the experiences and gain insight, share if they choose, and realize they are not alone on their journey.
So many people worry that they'll have to share personal details in a group setting like these that you organize. What can someone expect if they're nervous or just want to maybe even come and listen?
So that's actually one of the most common concerns that people have, is that I want everyone to know there's absolutely no pressure to speak. People are welcome to come, listen, observe, and participate only at a level that feels comfortable for them. So the circle is designed to be safe and respectful. It's non-judgmental and where people can simply hear from others who may be experiencing similar challenges. Often just listening and realizing you're not alone it can be incredibly powerful. So everyone's journey is very different. Some people may already may be ready to share their story, while others need time before they can feel comfortable. So both are perfectly okay with us. The goal is not to put anyone on the spot. It's just to create a supportive environment where people feel heard and understood and connected.
What do you hope people will take away after attending their first Family Voice Circle?
I hope that people feel less alone, more hopeful, and better connected. Many family members carry their concern in silence, and I don't want them to know that their experience matters and support is available. Most importantly, I want participants to leave feeling heard and, again, empowered to continue their journey with confidence.
Well, that's just it, right? Is it does instill confidence. Once you know that other people are going through the same kind of struggle, it does something to the wiring, right? Because now we don't feel as alone, we don't feel as isolated. It's incredible how the wiring really kicks in when you hear other people going through similar struggles,
yeah,
supporting their family or their loved ones. You've said that this is a safe space. What do you mean by that exactly?
So mental health and addictions does not discriminate. It can affect anyone. So a safe space is where you come and you feel supported and you feel like at the end of the day when you leave that it made sense, you know, and it's to a point where it's safe, it feels welcoming, and it feels like I could come back and I could hear and listen and be part of something that other people are going through.
One of the first things I think that you say at the top of your sessions is that the room is confidential. And some people still might be worried that their story might be shared because, you know, the county is small. We've got a population of 27,000. There's a good chance that there's going to be someone that you know and you didn't know that they had a son or a daughter or somebody in their family that they're supporting in this way because they might be disclosing some details like they're addicted to drugs or something like this. And even though a person is going through a mental health challenge, either themselves or they are supporting somebody, there still is some stigma even within that group, right? So do you mind talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, there is, and it is small places and spaces, and of course it does come back around to that worry. But again, when we talk at the beginning, I think that it turns into a tight vault because everyone that's there is there for a reason to try to get help. So I think it becomes an understanding. If you're there and someone else is there, you know, it is what it is. And so hopefully you can draw from each other and that stigma and that judgment is not passed. And so we really, really emphasize that this is a confidential and safe space to share your unspoken truths. So that's really what it boils down to, is that everyone has a past or a present or a future. And so it's how we gather together to make sure as a collective that we are understanding each other and where we're at.
You know, I think I do really want to disclose that I have attended one of your sessions and the amount of respect that I had for everybody that was there and the sacredness of the information, it was just something that I don't remember feeling ever before. It was really, really special. And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that the advocates that have living experience, so whether it is a person who has been addicted to drugs, whether it was a person that said that they, you know, they feel bad for maybe even being a pain in the butt for years with their families and things like this. And it was hearing their stories and getting to know these individuals who have now come through it and are now helping other people. This is what was unbelievably powerful. Can you talk about that, the living experience advocates that are at these sessions?
I've been in human services for over 30 years, and I think it's one of the most validating, rewarding positions I've been in. Most of our staff are credentialed in lived experience, so they have lived beyond the experience. And so having that in their back pocket makes them authentic. It makes them real, and it makes it no judgment. You can see by the look in their faces that they're like, I get it. I've been there too. And I think that that's what we emphasize from Peer Support Southeast Ontario is we walk alongside of people. We work with them and not for them. And that's really important for us to make sure we're giving that same state of mind as what you that you came from that unspoken truths.
Let's talk about the idea that sometimes people might think that groups like this are only for people who have problems with addiction or the families that have problems with addiction. But it's a lot more than that, right? There's some people that still might be struggling to the same degree with their mental health, and therefore the families are too because they're supporting them and their own nervous systems are now being affected. But yet there's no addiction involved. It might be, you know, perhaps just some of the more volatile or the mental health challenges that have volatility, even violence sometimes, hallucinations. And if a person is hallucinating, then they think obviously that what they're seeing is 100% true. We might be talking about paranoid schizophrenia or something like this. Can you talk about that, how it's not just for families that are helping those that have problems with addiction?
I think that group sessions are very powerful, and it depends on who's in the room. But I think that at the end of the day is finding grounding and reinforcing together as the group, you know, that we're not alone and we want to be connected. And everyone's going to be on a different path or a different journey along their path. And so it's where you are. You can find strength from the beginning, someone at the end, someone in the middle. So the room gives a variety of people that are on a different well-being journey. So it really, really does help in a group session to see that kind of line of how it goes. And then some people relapsing. So it's all over the map with the people we have and the people that are joining us on the Unspoken Truths.
Our regular guest, Dr. Joe Burley, who joins us once a month, but he's taken the summer off, he has observed over his decades of being a psychiatrist that these kinds of group sessions are actually effective quickly in a positive way, and that he said that they're more efficient in helping people heal from whether it is trauma or, in this case, being a support person, whether it's addiction or it's a severe mental health issue due to another reason. Can you expand on this idea about the efficiency of people's healing because it is a group session?
I think that at the end of the day, group sessions, as I said, are very important and beneficial. I think that when we look at a group, and I said where people are at on their journey and their wellness path, I think that having those people in your world to even come over and say after, I know, like, in the group session we just did, we had a person that got up, went over to a loved one to have a conversation because she could feel where she was at and she had just been through there. And so when you get to that, almost that narrowing in the hourglass, you can see that the challenges and the struggles going in, the narrowing, the hourglass, and then the end result. And so how do you get through that narrowing? What did you use? What were your tools? And some of the tools we are given are not the best tools, and we don't use them. And some of the tools we need to develop on our own. And so those are the unspoken truths, is, you know, some of the things that we're told and said don't work. And some of the things that work are group sessions, are hearing from others and learning from others on how they have dealt with a loved one struggling with addictions and mental health challenges and life challenge and life transitions.
Absolutely amazing. If people want to find out more information, how do they do that?
They would find me at Peer Support Southeast Ontario, and just go on our website, and you would find us there. And also, you could find us,
So I think, aren't you going to be at the libraries?
Yes.
So you're going to be at the Picton Library Wednesday afternoons?
We're at Picton Library, actually, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We're at the library, Picton Library, and we provide supports and services. There are several programs that you'll find for peer support on the library website that are transpiring for the summer. Dungeons and Dragons Youth Group on Fridays. But we're also hosting the family engagement here in Prince Edward County, Unspoken Truths, on the 29th of July. And so that will be from 10 to 2. And so we welcome people to join. And if they would like to more information, they could reach out to me at lrashot at psseo.ca, or just go on to Peer Support Southeast Ontario website and you will find me there.
So Peer Support Southeast Ontario, and the session is going to be on Wednesday, July 29. What time?
10 to 2.
Okay, at the Picton Library in the Flex Room in the basement.
That's right, and there'll be lunch, a fresh lunch, a refreshment lunch that'll be provided.
Okay.
Yes.
And if that takes off and you have enough people attending, might it turn into something regular, like once a month or something?
So that's our goal. We're in partnership right now with Quinney Healthcare and CMHA with Family Unspoken Truths. And so we're hoping that monthly we'll be able to provide some type of monthly meeting and that would work for families. And so that's our goal, is to try to build partnerships. I know there's other people that have reached out to us from Prince Edward County looking for joining forces with us to provide supports for families. So that is our goal, is to try to see how many people we can recruit to help others.
It really is quite powerful, quite impactful. It's very, very healing. So again, if you know anyone, if not yourself, where you are supporting or they are supporting someone, whether they have an addiction or it is a mental health challenge, strongly recommend checking this session out. As Lisa says, it is very, very sacred and confidential, so you don't have to worry about any information going outside the door. It's all very respected and understood. My name is Suzanne O'Connor. This is the end of our program. I want to thank the people that were involved in today's show. So Craig Mills, Gage Broderick, and Duncan Smith were all involved in getting us ready for the five people that were in our studio today. So there were seven of us total for our first segment. Also want to thank Pearl Huckel. Pearl Huckel does our newsletter every week. And if you want to get your hands on this, just go to our website, 993countyfm.ca. Joe Martin is the person that distributes it, and you will get it on in your Saturday morning inbox, sent via email. And also Dave McQueen, I can't tell you how amazing this guy is. So to have that many microphones, that many chairs, that many people in the studio and turning on and off the microphones right down to the second is really quite incredible.
Thank you, Suzanne. I was trained by an expert. I always say that. You did a great job of training me.
My name is Suzanne O'Connor. I produce the Tuesday edition of the Can of Grapevine. We'll see you again next week. Oh, Dave, I didn't thank our guests, Lisa Rashad, Peer Support Education Coordinator. Also want to thank Duarte Da Silva, Sarah Fox, Karen Palmer, Mark Rose, and Jana Smith. See you again next week.